there was a very poor student. Not that I didn't know how to study, I didn't know how to ask for help, I was just a very frightened child. Because it was a frightened child, I turned into a frightened adult. And I never really lived up to my potential, which is very sad, and I have a lot of regrets.
You know, that's a very sad story that was left on our storyline, and I was listening to it actually just before I came in the studio today, and I told the team, God really moved me to open the phone lines today, and let's get really intentional to help you as a parent or grandparent to raise confident, godly, not fear-driven kids. And we're going to hear the rest of her story. It's really sad, but at the same time, it's a reminder how fear, as Zach Williams, the Christian music artist, says, fear is a liar. He's a liar. I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. We're live in our studio here. Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team, and I want to open the phone line. I'll tell you what I need. I need your help because we've got thousands of people listening to the podcast, listening to the radio show, who need some encouragement today. They've got sons and daughters that may be struggling with fear in their life. What did your parents do right? What did your parents do right intentionally to help you when you were growing up, maybe to deal with fear in your life? Okay? 888-888-1717. You know, Zach Williams, many of you have heard him and his music, and is a very popular top of the chart Christian song. Fear is a liar. The first verse says, you know, when he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear, and we're talking about Satan, he being Satan, fear, he is a liar. And we want to raise confident kids and at the same time, not overconfident in themselves. We want kids who understand the difference between having confidence and, quote, self-esteem and being strong, but at the same time knowing our dependence on the Lord. And that's something as Christian parents, we walk that line. So what did your parents do right? Maybe to help you or help your kids to deal with fear in their life. 888-1717. You know, I was thinking before we hear the rest of the call, I want you to hear her whole call. I was telling Donna, she dropped me off at the studio and I was talking in the car driving here, and I said I had this little childhood memory when I was about 7 years old. We grew up for the first 10 years of my life in Western Michigan. Our Michigan folks know where Muskegon is. I grew up there by the lake, Lake Michigan. And right across the street from where we lived is a park called Sheldon Park. And as a little boy, we'd go over there and we'd play and do different things. And when I was seven, they had tryouts for Little League. Of course, back then, you know, it was it's not the T-ball kind of thing. It was, you know, you're gonna get the hard ball coming at you. And I can still remember standing there at first base, 7 years old, in tryout, and that ball took a funny bounce and hit me straight in the face. Bloody nose and my teeth and all of the pain, and I ran home. And you know, my parents could have taken my hand and said, no, let's get back over there, right? Or if they'd been there to encourage me, I probably would have said, okay, it's part of life. But I didn't. I regret that. And it's interesting because when I got into high school, I played football. And it wasn't really that I wanted to play so much, but maybe it was like, hey, I got to do this. And I had great parents, but I think when it came to encouragement with sports and those, they were so busy with things that you kind of had to just do it on your own. And so fear has an opportunity to step in. And I think I played football in high school partly as a way of saying, I can do this. And also my brother didn't play. So this was my thing, I guess. But, you know, fear can be a problem. And some of the signs that a child has fear in their life, clinginess, difficulty in sleeping can be a sign. Maybe a change in their eating habits, feelings of anxiety, fear to be apart from you. And listen, kids have a reason to fear fearful today. I mean, we've got on the news this morning, I just heard just coming in the studio, another shooting on a college campus at Florida State in Tallahassee. And what kids are seeing today and experiencing online that can be very fear-inducing and fear-producing in their life. And we know that the results, pretty clear from research, there can be down the road learning difficulties, problem-solving issues, social interactions, and kids can struggle with this in their whole life. And so let me give you a verse, and then I want you to hear the rest of the story. Joshua 1:9. This is such a beautiful verse. Joshua reminds us, he says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." What a beautiful passage, parents and grandparents, to be sharing with your kids and grandkids and teaching them what that means in the process. All right, so here's the question. Again, what did your parents or grandparents do right to encourage you to face fears in your life, and that you look back now and say, that was helpful, or you're doing with your kids? All right, phone line is open, 888-888-1717. I want you to hear the rest of her story. Take a listen.
As a child, I was a very poor student. Not that I didn't know how to study. I didn't know how to ask for help. I was just a very frightened child. Because I was a frightened child, I turned into a frightened adult. And I never really lived up to my potential, which is very sad, and I have a lot of regrets. If the one thing I can tell parents is you have to encourage children to try things, even if they're afraid. Because if the fear controls them, they'll never try new stuff. They'll never know how good they are. And even if they try it once, they might say, oh, I like it. Let me try it again. Like either riding a horse, anything they're afraid of, they have to conquer that fear. It cannot paralyze them when they're young, but it's just transfers to adulthood, and they live very unfulfilled lives. But as a child, I didn't have anybody to encourage me to find out what I like to do, to try it, see if I am good at it or if I'm not good at it, just to try it anyway so I'm not afraid. So that's just the comment I have. And children need a lot of encouragement. They're afraid of a lot of things. Because the kid proves to himself that he can do it, no matter if people say he can't, that's very uplifting to the self-esteem of a little girl or a little boy.
Very transparent. Thank you for sharing that and setting the show up for today, because intentional living is about figuring out what pleases Christ and then do it, right? And one of the things we want to build are confident, godly children. I have a whole book series, a teaching session on raising responsible and confident kids. And that's really what we're talking about. All right. What did your parents do right to help you, or you're making sure to help your kids? Or if you've got a question, call me. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Most people are not adequately prepared to respond to their defining moments when they appear. When they come, we're not ready for them. They hit us and we make a decision, and then sometimes we look back and here's the proof of that. We wouldn't have so many counselors. We wouldn't have the needs for so many self-helps. We wouldn't have so many support groups if in fact there wasn't going to be defining moments when people made decisions that took them down a course of regret and loss. And of course, we know all of this at the core is a sinful world in which we live, and the sin nature that we all have that can drag us down. But in these seasons and in these moments when we have to make decisions, I think there's a biblical model for us. Featured lesson from Intentional Living, all made possible because of the generous, prayerful support of many of you here and around the country who are just saying, hey, I'm in on this. I want to help people experience God's intentional love for their life, know Him, and then live intentionally and overcome the things that this world wants to do to drag us down, our marriages and our family. We're here to help you. And a lot of this is made possible because of so many people. Thank you for your support. You can call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com. Jenna is on the line at Michigan. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. What motivated you to call on this topic today?
I think this is a great question.
You can go to theintentionallife.com.
And I feel like I have a lot to speak on it.
What was your experience?
I was adopted from Russia at 2 years old, and my parents are firm, strong believers. And so growing up, I was constantly listening to Christian radio, Bible studies, praise and worship music. I was very involved in the church, and that was like my life. And I had a lot of like internal struggles growing up. And then when I turned 18, I rebelled for 5 years until I was 22. And I had an unplanned pregnancy, and I was very afraid. And I moved back in with my mom, and she just like lovingly like pushed me to go back to church and come to church with me and come to a women's Bible study with me. And I was so afraid because I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to navigate this? What are people going to think of me? Will God even love me and accept me after I rebelled for so long?
Yeah.
And it was like the wisdom that was poured into me throughout my childhood and the truth that was poured into me throughout my childhood and even into my young adult years. It was able to help me overcome this fear and get me to a place where I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved in the church. I had my baby and he's 4 years old, and I am living a life that I never would have thought that I could ever have because of my parents' firm like integration of Christ in my life.
What more can you say? You know, fear, you're a liar. I love that song. Zach Williams really says it, fear, you're a liar. And Jenna, let me camp on a couple things you said for parents who are listening. Jenna's parents, when she was fearful and had coming home pregnant, been rebellious, you know, the prodigal story, we know what that's about. What did mom do? Loved her. Accepted her. Cared for her. Probably cared for that baby. She still does. And has a life, what does she say? She couldn't imagine, see? And so when we have kids that are fearful, listen, one of the things we do not do, should not do when a child, I'm talking not whatever age, little ones or older ones, we're not punishing them because they're fearful. We're not punishing them because of where they are with their emotional state. We're loving them and we're gently loving them and encouraging them. And in this case, getting back into church, getting into a fellowship, getting close to other people, that's a powerful thing. Jen, I'm so glad you called with that today. And I think it's a great example of what can happen when we trust the Lord. Great parents. Thanks. Alicia, in Arizona. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about your experience. How has fear been a part of your life, or how have you overcome it or dealt with it with your kids?
I'm a kid. I'm 19. I've been going to, I started going to church when I was 16. My best friend, she invited me to a group youth, and she's like, you should come. And ever since they invited me over, I've been going to a bunch of church with them. And everything has been changing since I've gone to church. And then my papa was a pastor too. And I've been trying to follow in my papa's footsteps and going to a bunch of church. And then since everything's been happening, I've been going to church a lot lately and trying to understand what the Bible is saying and everything like that. And not to be feared all the time, try to, like, say, God is with me, God is protecting me, and everything like that.
And that's been helpful, being with other Christian young people, getting plugged into the church. It's been helpful for you when it comes to fear in your life?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Listen, you're a young person. You're 19 years old. You're a young adult. And let me give you a verse, Alicia, that might be helpful to you. It comes in Timothy, the book of Timothy, where the Apostle Paul is talking to this young man who's Timothy, becoming a pastor. And apparently he was wrestling with some fear or timidity or something in his life. Because Paul slips in there in the scripture, he says, "Hey, Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." That'll preach right there. Listen, if you allow the love of Christ and love for other people to be more important than the fear that Satan wants to plant. In other words, when you see a person, it's not, how are they thinking about me as much as how can I connect and love them and care for them? Love and power, which is not power from us, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. As a follower of Christ, we have the Holy Spirit in us, and that's a mystery, isn't it? To understand the power of the Holy Spirit and how it can make a difference in our life. And then a sound mind. I love that one because that's really practical. Tell yourself the truth, you know. That song that says, "Fear, you're a liar." And I think one of the reasons that's one of the top songs in Christian music right now is the fact that so many of us do struggle with fear. Come on. You don't have to be 19 or 9, or you can be 79 years old today and be struggling with fear. Fear of health, fear of people, fear of loss, whatever it is. And to understand that we have, as I read earlier from the book of Joshua, be strong and courageous. Don't be frightened, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's a powerful thing. Thank you, Alicia. Tell you what, we're going to open the lines again. We have a little ways to go. I'd love to hear a story. How did your parents help you or your grandparents help you deal with fear in your life, or how you're helping your kids overcome fear? Give us a call. 888-888-1717.
At some point, we all face a defining moment, a moment that demands a choice. Turn away or take action.
The decision that you make when you're faced with that defining moment will impact your future. It's a part of living. These moments and how we respond to these moments in our life help to define how our life is operating.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, Your Defining Moment, he'll unpack how Nehemiah intentionally responded to a defining moment in his life and how you can respond to yours. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Just announced, Family Life Radio's Night of Hope with Dr. Randy Carlson and inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Dr. Randy will share practical steps and timeless wisdom to help you face life's challenges with confidence. Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale.
When I needed rescue.
Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll come and join us. And I know everybody may not make it to Glendale, Arizona, but for our Arizona, New Mexico listeners, maybe those who are coming for a vacation somewhere and looking to a spot, come to Phoenix coming on June the 6th, Friday night at the Haven Church. This is really cool. We're taking the words of life on how to live intentionally in Christ. I'm going to give you a clear understanding of what does it mean to experience hope. There's a difference between hope and experiencing hope. We want you to experience hope. And that's not a passive thing. Hope in your marriage. Listen, I'm going to show you from God's word how to have the marriage God intended without fear and worry and all the stuff that we get in our lives, and for your family and your relationships. And Jordan St. Cyr is going to bring us worship and praise and some of the music you've heard. It's a very unique night. It's a night of music and words of life. And it's a hope. It's a night of hope coming up June 6th. By the way, we just announced it yesterday and I got word last night that the response was really heavy yesterday. And so looking forward to having you come. Limited seating, June 6th, Glendale, Arizona. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you're going to have information on the tickets for the event and also how you can stand with us in support. We appreciate you standing with us.
I'm listening to your message today on single parenting, and I appreciate your show today. And I have a question for you. You made a comment that in the relationship, the marriage comes first. I would like you to address your issue from another approach. What if the spouse abandoned his family and now is presently in the relationship with the person he was having an affair with and now is trying to bring his children back together in his adulterous relationship? How do you deal with that? Yes, the children is the mother's priority, but what if the father's priority is the marriage? And you said the marriage comes first. Yes, the marriage comes first, but to what extent? So the children just go along with whatever is there and they have no voice? Please answer that question, please. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, I'm happy to do that. You don't have a marriage. You don't have a marriage. I'm talking about marriage where there's two people in a relationship. They care for each other, love each other, committed to each other. It's a great stabilizing force in the life of children. Talk about fear. Give your kids and grandkids a solid marriage and that'll help. But if you're going through what the caller is going through, and God love you, that's difficult. I mean, to be there and see that in the life of your family. Your priority is taking care of those kids, see? But what I'm saying is that the marriage, the greatest gift we can give to our kid, one of the greatest gifts is a strong marriage. And you may say, well, I'm a single mom. Hey, be a solid, confident single mom or dad. If you're remarried, be a confident couple. Wherever you are, be confident. So when I say make your marriage a priority, because that's a gift for your kids, there's a lot of common sense with this too as well, isn't there, when it comes to this topic? All right, we're talking about fear today and how we're helping our kids and grandkids overcome it. Sandy is joining us in Arizona. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Says you've been helping your grandson some. Tell us about it. What's going on?
Yeah, so he would have severe anxiety whenever there were thunderstorms and lightning, and he would always just get such anxiety and panic attacks. And then he started to notice that he could go online and view the weather map on your phone.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, so then he would hear it, or he would see the lightning, or he would hear it, or be aware of the storm coming in. And then he always asked me when he was staying with us at different times, he would say, you know, can I see your phone? And I'm like, well, what do you need it for? He goes, well, I want to see the weather map, you know. And his parents would go out or something, and he would be there, and I'm like, well, I'm not really sure that's a good idea. Well, I'm okay, you know. And I'm like, no, because you know what? It's just going to make you more stressed, more anxiety. I said, then what does God say? You know, and so I would always turn him back to God's word. And that's one thing that his parents have always impressed upon him also. And they would also they had informed me about it. And so
Did it make him more fearful? Did it make him more fearful when he saw that?
You know what? When he would watch it, yes.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because he could see it rolling in.
Yeah, he could see it.
Yeah, he could see it rolling in. It wasn't like he was going to see that, oh, okay, it comes, and then it comes to a peak, and then it, you know, goes away. No, it just riddled him even more, you know, and so It was interesting, because when I would tell him, you know, what does God say? What does God's word say? And he would always come and, you know, you could see his mind going back and forth, but he would always go and come back with scripture.
Mm. Yeah, I want to make a comment. We got about 2 minutes left on this topic. Thank you for that call. It's a reminder to me that sometimes your kids or grandkids can have situational fears. They have a fear of a certain thing. Could be of an, I mean, we all do. Come on. I mean, some of us have fears of, you know, snakes or spiders, you know, and sometimes that can become a problem in our lives. And so it can be situational. But what I think it's what's important when we're dealing with our kids and grandkids in fear is that we meet them where they are. In other words, we don't set up an expectation of they shouldn't feel that way or they shouldn't be fearful of that. And here's a little guy who's fearful of weather, and the more he can just learn about weather, maybe not, by the way, maybe not at the moment when they're in the middle of a thunderstorm, but maybe at another time to say, you know, this is something he wrestles with that, I don't know, creative ideas. Watch the Weather Channel and talk a little bit about the God's creation, how weather moves. Of course, you got to watch out because they're showing a lot of bad storms and damage, right? I understand that. Which is also a reminder, you got to watch for the negative media coverage of things that they see going on in the world or think it's happening in their neighborhood. Now, weather can be there. And teaching kids and listening to them and be aware of it. The other thing that's really important is allow children to feel that they have some control. In other words, if we have a storm, hey, where's the best place to go? We have a safe basement or we have this or that. In other words, many of us, when we have a fearful situation, there's a little lack of control. Can we have some sense of control over our life at that moment? And this is true with kids. You know, they have fear of something in their bedroom when they're sleeping. Little guys, you know, and we have all experienced that as parents and grandparents with our kids. But understanding again today, one of the jobs we have is to meet our children where they are intentionally to help them deal with the fears in their life. Well, I hope this has been helpful. It's been kind of an interesting show. Thank you for being a part of it. Again, I want to say thanks to those of you who are praying for and supporting the ministry of Intentional Living. You make it possible for us to be here. And a reminder that the tickets went on sale yesterday with all the proceeds going to the ministry to reach more people for that Night of Hope coming to Glendale, Arizona, the Phoenix area, Metro, the Valley of the Sun, on June the 6th, Friday night at the Haven Church. Tickets available today. Jordan St. Cyr will be joining me with worship and praise, and I'm going to be teaching words of life on intentional living for your marriage and family. Go to theintentionallife.com to get your tickets. Thank you for your calls. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. More on parenting from Intentional Living.